Yes, don't forget that Doggy Diamonds Don't Filter is an actual audio podcast that can be heard on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Look for them on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just go to the links in the description box. If you cannot find it, you should already be subscribed. But if you're not, make sure you go and subscribe. The links is in the description box. Also, for $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, which you will be featured on, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. Let's go. Let me spit this gum out. Hold on. Spit this gum out. Yeah, I'm chewing gum. Being all not proper-like. What's up, everybody? Is the beat loud enough? I think the beat ain't even loud enough. Why I lower the beat? That might be cool. We leave it like that. As long as y'all can hear it. Let me see if I go a little louder. Yeah, that might be it. That's cool right there. That's a nice volume right there. Very impromptu show. I just thought of this show maybe like 45 minutes ago. Like, you know what? Go into your Rolodex, make some phone calls. So that's what I decided to do. So there's a big situation going on the internet that y'all know about between WAC 100, Jay Prince, but it's also a third party to it. So what I decided to do is get the third party in on this, which happens to be Reggie Wright Jr. So I'm going to call him live and let him speak his piece, because his name is being drugged all of this also. So without any further ado, I present. All right, no more of the beat playing, man. No more of the beat playing. Cut the beat off. The beat plays on the intro. Then it's also going to be in the album. They Pull Me Back In, which is coming soon. It's being mastered right now. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV you're looking at. But this is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. You can see the incense smoke blowing. The aroma in the room is where it need to be. The mood is right. You know, I set the tone. You know what I'm saying? I set the tone for today. So without any further ado, I'm not even going to talk 2 hours for y'all. Let me go into my Rolodex and make this phone call. Here we go. Where we at? Okay, here we go. Let's make this call. Here we go. Hold on. We call him right now. Just make sure it's loud and clear.
What up, doggy?
What's going on? We got Reggie Wright Jr. on the phone. Reggie, we live. Reggie on YouTube right now. Did you know that?
Oh, bro. What's up with you?
What's going on? I'm chilling. I decided to just call you live and say, you know what, man? We got this WAC 100 Jay Prince thing going on. Reggie name is drugging it. Let's speak to Reggie. Let's get Reggie on the phone and let Reggie talk for himself. So, Reg, first of all, how are you doing?
Man, I'm good, you know. We're still recovering from this COVID. And so if you haven't been vaccinated, y'all get it, because this shit is serious. I'm a spokesman for vaccination now. I'm trying to get my brothers vaccinated.
Well, Reggie, I don't know about all that. I don't think I'm going to be doing that, Reggie, but more power to you. I had it,
okay.
But it is what it is. But
nobody didn't tell you about it.
Okay, I'm glad that you're here, though. So, bro, let me ask you something. How are you involved in this? Because everything started from you, right or wrong. How it's ending ain't got nothing to do with you, but how it started from you, right or wrong.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it did get started from me. Hold on 1 second, doggy.
Okay.
1 second. Okay. Okay, so what happened was, this lady by the name of Karen Chapman reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably about 4 or 5 months ago. And she was like, Reg, I got this footage. And, you know, that I have been having since like the 90s.
Mm.
And I got in the prison, inside the prison, and went and met with Larry Hoover, and we was going to do some type of business or a documentary together. don't quote me on that because I'm not for sure because it was a while ago. But she said she got this footage and she had the rights to it, got permission from the federal prisons to go inside, and she had licensed it out before on the show with the A&E, and she was like, but Kanye is trying to do some type of movement right now, and he's been trying to get it from me, and but they, you know, they're not trying to negotiate. They just want me to turn the footage over. And she said, Reggie, you know, I had shot this footage and spent my money and paid and the production crew and all of that, and I want to make some, you know, make some money off of it. Never known anything about, and when she's explaining this to me, about trying to get his freedom or anything to try to show the pardon board or anything like that. She never brought any of that up to me or mentioned any of that to me. All of this is new information. And so she said, but Kanye, you know, just trying to do a documentary, and but they just want me to give up the footage.
So they never talked about paying her or anything?
He never talked about any payments or anything like that. And so she was like, but I want you to try to negotiate with it, you know, make the business right, because I have done dealings with her in the past and made things happen for her.
Go ahead.
And so then I go, okay. I said, Karen, you know, I'm messed up right now. I can barely move, and I can't be getting out in these streets and dealing with this. But I said, Kanye, my boy, Wack 100, because everybody know I got a good relationship with Wack and cool with Wack. She didn't know that. I said, but there's a guy out there by the name of Wack 100. She had heard of him, but she didn't know him, had no business dealing with him or anything. I said, but, you know, let me try to get Wack on the phone and see if he'd be interested in talking to Kanye and making a deal happen. And so, you know, of course, you know, I played phone tags with people. That happened for about a week or two. And I finally got her and Wack on the phone and got them to meet up and everything. And Wack went and looked at the footage and saw the paperwork and all that. And he got back to me and said, yeah, your girl got, you know, and she got all her I's and T's and everything dotted and crossed. And I'm going to try to reach out to Kanye and see what we can work out. And me, I'm not saying, I said, well, if you can make something happen, well, we can. Well, she said, you know, we're going to all eat off of it. Because for me to go and say Wack was just thinking of it as a money move, he have never said that. I'm going to be honest. That's how I looked at it. That's how I thought of it. It wasn't knowing about trying to help a brother get pardoned and getting released out, you know, and all of that. That part didn't even cross my mind or think that it was a possibility there. You know what I'm saying?
So initially she just hit you just to negotiate. So did she want you to negotiate with them initially to get some money for the footage?
Yeah, she wanted me to go in and try to make some things happen because she know of my dealings that I did in the past and how I used to move and get down, you know? You know, as far as making things happen.
Yeah. So, okay, so now when does Jay Prince come into it, and at what point did you step out of it?
Let me keep going. Okay. So now I got her and Wack dealing each other. Me, I get real impatient. You know how I am. You know how moody I am. You done been up over with me a few times. And
facts.
Stuff. And I'm like, man, you know, and she's a bulldog. She kept calling and calling, and Wack is hard to get a hold to. And, you know, he picks up sometimes, sometimes he don't. But I'm like, hey, y'all deal with each other. Here's each other's number. Y'all cool. Y'all deal with it. Y'all just let me know what's up. Right? I ain't here. Think nothing about it until 3 or 4 months later. I start hearing all of this. I didn't even know Wack and Jay Prince had met up. And to be honest, that her and Karen was still even meeting and dealing with stuff. And so that's when I start hearing all of this rumbling. And that's all. And that's all could happen. You know, as far as knowing that Wack was trying to benefit or saying it, I can never say or honestly say that anybody ever had any conversations about money other than about the $20,000 that Jay Prince told him. Hey, man, here's 20 G's. Take this and move out the way. Mm. And Wax was like, no. We can't do it that way, as far as I understand. Whatever Wax's position from there is what his position is. I haven't really studied it or know what his position is from there, other than it went to all of that coastal stuff, which I hate this going on because, I got a lot of respect and love for Jay Prince because of Suge and their dealings in the past. And then, everybody know how I feel about Wack. I hate that it got there. I was the only reason I ever spoke up and even brought up and interjected in it was because I was just trying to show that it wasn't like Wack was trying to be a messy man and start anything. But I didn't know about the parting part that the family was trying to get. So I get it. I understand on that tip. But if there's something for the parting thing, I agree. I think she should turn that part over to help them on that out. But if it's going to be a business opportunity, then I totally agree with her that she should be a part of it. And everybody should act in good business as far as the, the business or the agreement or whatever needs to be done where everybody can benefit if it's going to be a Netflix or a deal like that on the table.
So let me ask you something. Initially, Rez, when she spoke to you, did she initially did she say how much she spent to get this done?
No, I didn't ask. I didn't go all into that.
Okay, but she said she had a whole crew, production crew and everything.
But she did pay for all of that. She got all of that. You know how hard it is to get into a prison with a camera crew?
Yeah.
And that in itself was a task. Who knows what she had to do or what political connections she had to take care of, brush, cultivate, or whatever to be able to get inside of a prison to get to someone like Mr. Hoover.
Did she ever say that the family contracted her to do it?
No. Hmm. No. She never presented it like that at all. And that ain't what the paperwork said. The paperwork, they have all eaten off of this before. It's what's crazy about this whole situation is the family, her, and them, when they licensed to A&E, have all made an agreement and signed off on this dealing before.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So you saying that this footage has already been put out somewhere else already?
A little bit.
Wow.
It's a whole prison interview, but they licensed some of it in some documentary, American Greed or something like that. They did like 40 seconds to a minute speaking with Mr. Hoover in some type of documentary. But only a percentage, a very small percentage.
So already she already broke bread with the family based off the footage to A&E, is what you're saying?
A percentage, correct.
Wow. And how long, how much of the footage does she have? How long is the footage, do you know?
All of that was, I don't know. Okay. I'll be lying, I never asked. Like I said, I just passed the buck. I really didn't think it was going to go anywhere. I just knew that Wack and Kanye had a relationship. And I figured they will all three make it happen.
Mm.
I didn't even know that Jay was involved in it.
So
didn't even know until later on when I heard it on the internet, like all of y'all did.
Oh, so you didn't? You never spoke to Jay Prince or anybody?
Correct. Or Kanye, only Wack and Karen.
Hmm. So you spoke to her. How long have you known her? How credible is she? That's what people are, because
she's a businesswoman. She's the guy, Jay Flex, the guy that did all the writing and a lot of the writing for Dr. Dre, who been there, who done that, and all of that. Jay Flex, she's his manager.
Hmm.
And she's from Chicago. She's out there in Chicago. People ain't stupid. She don't live out there. She live out here now, but she's from Chicago. All her people from Chicago. So she's not trying to get into no bad business with them. Nobody's trying to, people be stupid to try to be disrespectful towards Larry Hoover and his legacy.
So was it a point where she had that she does she have an asking price? So when the last time you spoke to her? That's what I need to know.
I spoke to her when all this was going on, mm-hmm. and told her, hey, you know, have you been contacted by anybody? About 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And she told me no, you know. She just said she's letting WAC 100 take the lead, just like she initially told WAC to represent himself as she's him. And she's letting WAC deal with it. But she's a female, and you know, females don't like all that heat and pressure. So I'm sure she's not feeling in the best of, you know, in the best of moves and all of that because of all this drama. Nobody want to be in this type of this drama because this is some heavy, heavy drama.
So she gave WAC 100 full permission to speak on her behalf?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so when he's out there talking and he's saying stuff, that's like her talking?
Correct, unless they revoked it in the last 2 to 3 weeks. But as of 2 or 3 weeks ago, correct.
So the deep question, do yourself, and you don't have to answer, but does yourself, WAC 100, and this woman have some type of partnership, business deal under it? Y'all got some money split?
No paperwork at all, other than just that phone conversation. WAC don't have no paperwork with her. I don't have any paperwork other than this gentleman's agreement.
So do y'all have any, did y'all speak on any money? Like, is it any?
No.
Nothing.
It's just the only thing she just said, if I eat, y'all will eat. That was the only comment that she ever made.
If I eat, y'all eat.
Yeah.
Reggie, how you always end up in the middle of shit?
I told you by the call, just by getting a phone call and brokering and putting people together.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a crazy situation.
No, I hate that it got like this. I don't like being in the middle of this type of stuff, and I hope it all get worked out, but I understand all parties involved.
I
understand the family side, but I totally understand her side, and I definitely understand WAC's side.
So when she spoke to Kanye, what was their conversation about? Because you initially said...
I don't know, that was with her. Her and WAC was involved. They did it over a FaceTime, I heard. And I just heard this from Clubhouse, listening to WAC talk about it on Clubhouse. And that's all that I heard that they talked. But I think Kanye kind of bowed out and turned it over to Larry and to the family.
But also, she also has direct contact with the family, right or wrong? Because you said they broke bread before.
They broke bread before, and that's all WAC been trying to do lately. That's what WAC told Jay. WAC was like, come on, let's let the women talk.
It's another WAC woman involved?
Larry's wife.
Wow. So where does Larry Hoover Jr. and Jay Prince come in at?
Because y'all know Jay. Y'all know how Jay is. Jay's Jay. It's just like, nigga, take this $20,000 and move.
So do you think she's scared right now?
Who, WAC?
No, the woman. The woman.
I'm sure the lady is.
Okay. What type of mind you? If you know, how old is she?
Karen's about my age, so she's about 50, between 50, 55.
Okay. And she's been doing documentary stuff for a minute? You said she did some other stuff?
She's been doing stuff. She's hustling. She's a manager.
Okay.
You know, she managed different people. Barney. You know, like I said, the dealings I had with her was people in the late 90s.
Got you.
Late 90s. And I think this is when this footage was shot. Y'all got to remember, people think Larry, we all forget, Larry been down since the 70s.
Mm. So she's had this footage for you saying since... 3 decades?
I don't want to say when it was shot. I'm just saying Larry been down since the 70s. I don't think she had it because she would have told us about it because she used to, you know, deal with us a lot up at Death Row. And I know she didn't have it in the mid-90s, but she was always talking about Larry. She's been a trumpet for Larry for a long time.
So
she's been trying to help Larry for the longest.
So it was never a point. So according to what you know, he signed over all rights to this woman and said, you have the right to do whatever you want with this footage.
According to the paperwork that WAC said he saw, I never seen no paperwork or reviewed any of it. It's just what they are representing. But Reggie haven't seen any of it, so I can't speak either way other than what Wax is putting out there. But he said to me that he reviewed the paperwork and it seems to be all in order.
Got you. So what do you want people to take from this with your name? Because, you know, like your name is in it. Like, you know, how do you want your name to be represented?
I'm just sitting ready. And, you know, it got out.
Would you say you broke up? Can you hear me? Red, you breaking up. I'm going to call right back. Oh, no, you heard me? You heard me? You heard that? Okay, what'd you say?
Just a Reggie, just a middleman trying to put people together. Didn't know about the pardon part. And like I said, I'm going to reiterate again. If there's anything to help this man get out of jail, out of prison, then everybody should be on board to try to make that happen. But if they taking it and going to take it and show it and try to make a documentary and eat out of it, then everybody got to come to the table and do business.
Got you. So you're just out of it now as far as speaking to her, speaking
oh,
to...
Yeah. I'm out of it. I'm out of it. That's Wack and Karen's and whoever on the family side that they, you know, have to be involved. If it's Prince, if it's Kanye, Netflix, or whoever. Other than the only way I think that they need to make something happen with the family, if it's anything that they're trying to get together to put before a prison board.
Okay, so let me ask you one last question. How did she originally get contracted to film the footage? That's what everybody wants to know.
That part I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know she's been a trumpet for Larry for the longest. How did she represent it to Larry and the family? That she was going to do it. What she was going to do with it, I can't say.
Because
I just know it wasn't an issue when they did something with A&E.
Mm. So they know she
didn't have all this Netflix and all this. I really think it's a big money play out there, and they just trying to cut her out.
Mm. So they did something with.
I don't really think it's a play for his freedom like they represent. Hope it is. If it is, they need to come to the table and make that happen.
Got you.
But if it's a money play, then y'all can see what y'all want. But that's how we all eat.
Got you. All right, Reg, man, I thank you for taking this call. I'm going to hit you up later on. I'm going to end this show. We got Rezzy right side. You did your side. You said your side also on your Bomb First channel, but we getting it on Doggy
Bomb
Diamonds
First.
TV.
Y'all come and check me out.
Yeah, make sure you're
doing something every day, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Release a new video every day.
Bomb First. Yeah, shout out to, you know, make sure y'all go to Bomb First channel. Subscribe to his channel. Reggie is on there, you know, giving his spiel. And Reggie got a lot of stories. Reggie know a lot. And this ain't the last time y'all going. This ain't the first time y'all saw him on, but this ain't the last time y'all going to hear him on here. And hopefully he bring me on Bomb First one day. Why y'all ain't never interview me? Set that up.
You know, you got an open platform. Whatever you really just tell me. I want to do something.
Got you. All right, Reg. So let me let you go. Get some rest, man. Get your health together. You know, we ain't following you on that other thing. I'm gonna keep it real with you, but hopefully, man, get back up there and at them, man. You know what I'm saying?
Stay safe, brother, because that shit is serious, brother.
I got you. All right, Reg, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for taking my call. All right, peace. Yeah, so y'all heard right from, no pun intended, from Reggie Wright's mouth, his involvement in the whole situation, how he got in the situation, how it went from what he knows, because his name, he's like the fourth party in it. And you know, he got a chance to speak his piece, and that's what I really wanted to do. I really wanted to bring him in here so he could really, you know, say what he had to do with it. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, your name get thrown in there, this person saying it was for money, this person. So you heard it from him. You heard it from him directly. Take this audio, play it back, listen to it 1,000 times, spread it, use it as a point of reference. And that's the thing about when you do interviews, you could use it as a point of reference, right? So what happens is when people start saying different stuff, you can say, no, let's go back. You had said this there. So that's how you start. If you feel like somebody's lying and you feel like somebody's not telling the truth, you got digital fingerprint now. And that's the good thing about when you do interviews and you know how to do interviews, like, you know, I do. You get the point of reference and you get the digital fingerprint. You know what I'm saying? You get the digital fingerprint. So you have the woman who was called Reggie. She said that they're trying to get footage from her. She wants to negotiate it. Could Reggie do it? Reggie said he can't do it based off his health. He passed it to WAC. WAC negotiated with Kanye. Kanye passed it to Jay Prince. So this is where we at today. So, but Reggie's like the foundation of it based off of getting WAC involved. And then you think about it, it was a lot of buck passing. Now you got these two pit bulls on each side. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna clash. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna clash based off of a difference of philosophy and the difference of the way they think. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is, man. So, you got, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say. I didn't come to stay on here long. But you know, hopefully y'all got clarity. So again, when you hear this said, and somebody say Reggie, and if you hear Reggie later on say something, you come right back here and say, no, on this you said this. So again, the truth doesn't need validation. Only a lie changes. The truth is the same at all times. So with that, I am Doggy Diamonds. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. AT&T. Your days are numbered. You out of here tonight. You wouldn't buffer when I'm going live. So you out of here tonight. You know what I'm saying? You out of here. So with that, man, I'm burning my incense. I'm burning, you know, again, I set the tone. I set the mood for myself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with that, I thank y'all. Shout out to, for the Cash App is pinned to the top. If you so choose to do that, it's just very important that you hit the like button. Spread this. We definitely need this to go viral. You know what I'm saying? You don't really get too much exclusives like this. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. Shout out to King Runner with that. You know what I'm saying? And with that, man, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Don't forget, for $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Also, this audio will be on iTunes and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your DSPs, digital streaming platforms. Until next time. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I'm out of here. Peace.